Lift Him Up, May 31. Teachers to Uphold God's Law. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Wherever Ezra labored, there sprang up a revival in the study of the Holy Scriptures. Teachers were appointed to instruct the people. The law of the Lord was exalted and made honorable. The books of the prophets were searched, and the passages foretelling the coming of the Messiah brought hope and comfort to many a sad and weary heart. More than 2,000 years have passed since Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. Yet the lapse of time has not lessened the influence of his pious example. Through the centuries, the record of his life of consecration has inspired many with a determination to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. Ezra's motives were high and holy. In all that he did, he was actuated by a deep love for souls. The compassion and tenderness that he revealed toward those who had sinned, either willfully or through ignorance, should be an object lesson to all who seek to bring about reforms. The servants of God are to be as firm as a rock where right principles are involved, and yet, withal, they are to manifest sympathy and forbearance. Like Ezra, they are to teach transgressors the way of life by inculcating principles that are the foundation of all right doing. In this age of the world, when Satan is seeking, through manifold agencies, to blind the eyes of men and women to the binding claims of the law of God, there is need of men who can cause many to tremble at the commandment of our God. There is need of true reformers who will point transgressors to the great lawgiver and teach them that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. There is need of men mighty in the Scriptures, men whose every word and act exalts the statutes of Jehovah, men who seek to strengthen faith. Teachers are needed, oh, so much, who will inspire hearts with reverence and love for the Scriptures. The widespread iniquity prevalent today may, in a great degree, be attributed to a failure to study and obey the Scriptures. For when the word of God is set aside, its power to restrain the evil passions of the natural heart is rejected. In the last days of this earth's history, the voice that spoke from Sinai is still declaring, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Man has set his will against the will of God, but he cannot silence the word of command. The human mind cannot evade its obligation to a higher power. Theories and speculations may abound. Men may try to set science in opposition to revelation, and thus do away with God's law. But stronger and still stronger comes the command, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve."